Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and you know me, straight talk, relatable stories, and a whole lot of heart. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for rest and relaxation. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, constantly running? Like you just can't switch off even when you desperately need to recharge? You know that feeling? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, folks, in today's world, we're constantly bombarded with demands. We've got work deadlines, social obligations, news cycles. It never ends, right? And all that pressure can leave us feeling stressed, depleted, and honestly, a little lost. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We have the power to create our own havens of peace, spaces where we can truly unwind and recharge. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you build your very own sanctuary of rest. 1. Identify your stress triggers. First things first, we need to understand what's causing those hamster wheels to spin in the first place. Are certain situations, people, or even thoughts that consistently leave you feeling anxious and overwhelmed? Make a list. Write down everything that pops into your head. You might be surprised by what comes up. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards creating boundaries and managing them effectively. 2. Set realistic expectations. Okay, let's talk about perfectionism. It's a sneaky beast, isn't it? Always pushing us to do more, achieve more, be more. But guess what? We are human beings, not super-powered robots. Remember, doing everything perfectly all the time is simply unsustainable. Embrace imperfection, learn to delegate, and don't be afraid to say no when you need a break. 3. Design your relaxation rituals. This is where things get fun. Think about what truly brings you joy and helps you relax. Maybe it's a hot bath with Epsom salts, listening to your favorite music, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or practicing mindfulness. Create rituals that nourish your soul and make relaxation a priority, not just an afterthought. 4. Disconnect from technology. I know, our phones are basically extensions of ourselves these days. But giving them a break can be truly transformative. Set designated times to unplug. No social media, no emails, no constant notifications. Instead, focus on connecting with yourself and the people around you in a meaningful way. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Be kind to yourself, folks. Remember that rest isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's okay to take breaks, to slow down, and to prioritize your well-being. If you find yourself slipping back into old patterns of stress, don't beat yourself up about it. Simply acknowledge it, learn from it, and start fresh. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember Sarah from last week's episode? She was so caught up in her work that she barely had time to eat, let alone relax. One day, while brainstorming a project, she realized she was completely burnt out. Her mind was foggy, her energy was depleted, and she felt like she was on the verge of a meltdown. Sarah decided to take a step back and create a new schedule for herself. She blocked off time in her calendar for exercise, meditation, and simply doing things she enjoyed, like reading and spending time with friends. To her surprise, the shift had a profound impact. She felt more focused, more creative, and even more productive at work. So remember, folks, creating a safe space for rest and relaxation isn't about being lazy or unproductive. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Okay, let's recap the biggest takeaways from today's episode. First, identify those stress triggers that are constantly draining your energy. Second, set realistic expectations. Remember, you don't have to be perfect all the time. Third, design rituals that bring you joy and help you unwind. Fourth, disconnect from technology regularly so you can truly unplug and recharge. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, prioritize your well-being, and remember that rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity. I want to hear from you. Share in the comments what strategies you use to create a safe space for rest and relaxation. What rituals bring you joy? Let's support each other on this journey towards healthier, happier lives. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so we can reach more people who need to hear these messages. Until next time, stay curious, keep growing, and remember you are worthy of peace, rest, and joy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.